I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution sets forth what are now called the enumerated powers, the specific, explicitly listed powers granted to the federal government by the Constitution. 11th on that list is the power of Congress to declare war. The words declare war were not in the original draft. The drafters originally used the words make war. But Pierce Butler of South Carolina objected to Congress having any say at all regarding war and instead recommended
vesting the power in the president, who will have all the requisite qualities and will not make war, but when the nation will support it.
After Butler's comment, James Madison and Elbridge Gerry moved to change the clause to give Congress the power to declare war, leaving the president with the capacity to make war for purposes such as repelling sudden attacks. In recent times, Presidents Clinton, Obama, Bush, and Trump have made war many times. Examples include military actions in places like Libya, Syria, Panama, Iran, and Venezuela. In our dynamic world, new risks can emerge quickly. That's why you should never renew a commercial insurance policy in the absence of an expert pair of eyes. At your next renewal, schedule a no-cost review with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.